This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example. Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Stop! Russian, stop!
Infowars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Internationally recognized leading pathologist, Dr. Arne Burkhardt, and renowned expert in the fields of microbiology and infectious diseases, Dr. Sukarit Bhakti, recently published irrefutable evidence that the mRNA shots are killing at least 40% of recipients. First, they explain why the experimental agents cannot protect against a viral infection, which we already know to be true by the overwhelming evidence and admissions that the more vaxxed up a person is, the more likely they are to get COVID. Doctors Burkhardt and Bhakti explain that this is due to the fact that the so-called vaccines sway the body into producing antibodies in the blood, but not within the mucous membranes that normally protect our respiratory tract. This is why the vaccinated are suffering what they call breakthrough infections. The COVID vaccines are turning off lymphocyte production where they need it the most, while amping it up in the bloodstream, which is where it gets much worse. For those without the vaccine, a natural infection with SARS-CoV-2 will in most cases remain localized to the respiratory tract. But for those who have been vaccinated, unrelated cells deep inside the body react to the respiratory infection by creating a new spike protein, which then causes the cell that created it to be attacked by the immune system. Experts warned us of this last year, and now it is clearly seen in the evidence. Doctors Burkhardt and Bhakti found this autoimmune disease present in most organs, but mostly in the heart, which helps explain why we are seeing so many cases of myocarditis and cardiac arrest. The vaccines trigger self-destruction. Analysis has now been performed on the organs of over 70 people who died after vaccination and who died for reasons officially unrelated to the vaccines. In most cases, arrhythmogenic heart failure was postulated as the cause of death, a mystery which has now been solved. What they found was inflammatory events in small blood vessels, characterized by an overabundance of T lymphocytes and dead cells, usually accompanied by tissue destruction. In other words, immunological self-attack. The evidence clearly shows that both mRNA and vector-based vaccines from all four manufacturers are inducing autoimmune disease in multiple organs, mostly the heart, followed by the lung, liver, thyroid, and brain.
These data are so damning that you don't have to start looking for other data to know that these vaccines are killing the young and the old. So the children are set up against the wall and they shoot. These damn people are shooting and they're killing our children. I can't stand it. We have a four-year-old son and we're going to flee this damn country because we are not going to let himself be shot.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't calculate, ladies and gentlemen. I know how to calculate the enemy. I know how they operate. I know how their brains work. And they certainly set up schemes. I don't set up schemes. I go with what's right. I go with what is true. I go with what my gut tells me. And when I follow my spirit, which is using God as its pole star, I am never wrong. And I can tell you, 2021 was a torturous year. It was the worst year in my life by far. Just horrible things upon horrible things. And almost everything you think was a persecution is nothing. The stuff you know about in the news was nothing. But I got to tell you this. Through the persecution of the last 12 months, it's also been the best year of my life, and I've gotten so much closer to God, and my discernment has gone up five times what it was before. It's incredible. But I can tell you, at this level, I just come into the presence of God now. I can't even talk. I basically start shaking because the power of it is so awesome, and just staring into the universe in infinity is indescribable. But let me tell you, God is 100% real. The devil's real as well, and we're under attack. And this is biblical. This is good versus evil. And everybody that's involved in the fight knows that, understands this is a satanic attack. So I need your prayers if you want me to stand this fight. I'm not a victim. I'm not complaining. But I'll tell you, I can take a lot. And the things the devil's done to us have just been nastier than hell and just 100% not human and have just been unbelievably horrible. And it's so we know our only Savior is God. And it's only going to be God that saves us. It's not going to be our smarts. It's not going to be our looks. It's not going to be how tough we are. It's going to be God. But I can tell you, I'm sure wishing for a better year in 2022, but I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think you need me to tell you this. In fact, you don't even need me to tell you, do you? No, you don't. Because what am I about to say? You don't need me to tell you. You're connected to God as well. You can also read the tea leaves. Next year is going to make 2021 look like a cakewalk. I think I'll be blessed if I'm alive in 12 months. I've told my family, and I'm not going to commit suicide, and I'm not putting gloom and doom on myself. I'm just saying, my spirit tells me, get ready to be every day like it's your last, Jones, because you asked to be in the arena and you asked to fight evil and you have been built up for this point. So you better get ready to man up, Jack, because you asked for it. You're going to get it in 2022. I'm not getting little Holy Spirit comforter stuff. Oh, you little sweet thing, because I asked for this. I asked to be at this level. That's not what I get now. I get. You ready for the information? You ready for this? You asked for it. Here it is. Get in there. And if you don't, you broke a deal. And I'll tell you, I've seen things and been places and understood things I don't think a lot of other people get. Now, the enemy knows that I've been let in on a lot of information by God. And it's intensifying by the day. And I am the opposite of arrogant, I am the opposite of haughty, I am the opposite of somebody on a power trip. I am scared. And I'm not scared of the devil or the New World Order. I'm scared of God. Because let me tell you, God is God. And God is watching. And God is in control. So everybody better say your prayers. Everybody better get on your knees. And you better get right with God. Because I'm telling you, it's going down, ladies and gentlemen. I got the news here out of Russia. The U.S. is moving its command aircraft and attack systems into Ukraine and into Poland and surrounding areas. And I was talking to a well-known podcaster friend of mine, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm ready to come on. They're like, yeah, I think we'll have you on here. I go, I'm not even sure I'll be on air by then. I'm not even sure any of us are. I mean, you can see the wall of doom coming at us. And I don't tell you all of that to scare you. I'm saying you better understand you've got an eternal soul. You better start realizing they're going to threaten your body to get you to join them. You shouldn't be worried about that body. But the soul. Listen, all these medical doctors I have on that are prestigious and well-spoken, they all agree behind the scenes. This is deliberate bio-attack, world government depopulation that is going to weigh down society and collapse it. And they know all about the Great Reset. I mean, you think these guys just know all these studies and all this stuff about the body? They all know about politics. They all know, too. Malone knows. McCullough knows. Yidon knows. Wolfgang Ludard knows. Dr. Zelenko knows, and Yidon and Zelenko, they'll tell you, this is depopulation, this is the biggest event in human history. You know how many people I know that are personal friends of mine that because of whatever reasons, oh, I'm tough, I'm taking the shot, Jones, just get over it, that are super sick and screwed up and their hair falling out and all messed up by this. And I see them and I talk to them and I've got all these studies. And they get mad at me when I show them, hey, here's the new Greg Reese report, totally confirming with top scientists that almost everybody dying took the shot. And I just, you look at them and you realize they're under a grand delusion. You're not going to be able to get to them, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to get to them. They're dead already. And so that's why it's hard for me to go see a movie or just do anything anymore. I mean, I just sit there with my four-year-old daughter thinking about the world she's in, and I just start, getting tears in my eyes. Because, I mean, this is all real, folks. We're in the middle of giant depopulation. There's idiots everywhere injecting their children with all this poison. And they're never going to admit when their kid's dead and dying that it was the shot. They're going to blame the unvaccinated, even though it has no connection to reality. This is a spiritual attack because we lost God. And as soon as we didn't have God as our guiding light, as our radar system, as our roadmap, as our GPS, we're lost. I mean, what do you call people that serve Satan? They're lost souls. They're lost. They don't know. They just believe MTV and believe CNN and believe HBO and believe Netflix and believe their fake church. And they just keep believing and believing the lie and believing a new lie and another lie and another lie and another lie as if that's going to protect them. And it gets worse and worse. And instead of saying, gee, they've lied to me a bunch. What they tell me keeps not happening. What Alex tells me keeps happening. But you can't save them. You got to save yourself and save those that are willing to be saved. And that's why taking the interview with Dr. Robert Malone that's going to be up in a few hours at Band.video that we shot this morning needs to go viral because they just banned him. They're censoring him. They don't want the inventor of mRNA technology to have a voice to be able to talk to folks. We need to get that out. You need to get the Joe Rogan interview on Spotify out because as things like that become number one, everybody else sees the truth and recognizes it. And you need to take the Dr. Peter McCullough interview. His last three or four interviews were amazing here. His three other ones. This one was by far better than all of them combined because now everything's crystal clear. And it was bombshell after bombshell that will save lives. So I'm asking you again, when it's archived today at Band.video, get it and send it to your whole email list. Send it to your, post it on Twitter. Take clips out of it. Send it on your text messages. Go to your church and hand out the URL to it. Whatever you do, they're counting on you not carrying the signal. You are the ones that are going to change this. You are the ones that are going to change the world. You are the ones. It's not going to be Trump going to save us, folks. It's going to be the grassroots people doing it. It's not even going to be Rand Paul. He'll talk about it being made in the lab, but he still won't admit the vaccine's not working and hurting people. So why do we keep being nice to these folks, you know? Our problem isn't the Democrats. Our problem is the Republicans that play footsie and politics with this stuff and who are way behind the curve on all this. I want the children protected. I want the truth about these shots out. I want Rand Paul to come out and say it's criminal to give these to children. Every day, hundreds of thousands around the world are being injected, tens of thousands in the U.S. Many are dead and dying. I will not put up with it. I will not stand for it, and you will not put up with it. You will not stand for it. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with an exclusive first look at the Dr. Robert Malone interview with Christy Lee, and she'll be in studio with us, and then she's going to take over in the final Alex Jones broadcast of 2021, and then Owen Schroyer in the War Room is coming up at 3 p.m. Central. Infowars.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire, good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, everybody knows. Hell,
well,
I'm
Jim Lee is a great talk show host and news anchor. She's worked all over the country, but she got censored. So now here she is doing great work with InfoWars at Christy Lee TV on Twitter, ChristyLeeTV.com, and she's going to be hosting the last 30 minutes. She's talking about the world, and she was just visiting family in Ohio and how crazy that was, and her big Dr. Robert Malone interview just days after Twitter banned him. We're going to have an excerpt of that coming up at the start of the next segment when she takes over. But I wanted to spend a little time talking to her just about getting Robert Malone in here. I've interviewed him a lot over Skype or over Zoom, but now having him here in person right after he was on with Joe Rogan. That interview has now dropped. Hopefully it reaches tens of millions of people. But regardless, what a crazy time to be alive.
It is very crazy. Very crazy time to be alive. Very crazy year. I was just saw Betty White passed away, and I was like, well, this just seals that it's been the worst year ever. Betty White, 99.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Robert Malone here, the inventor of mRNA, censored. It's surreal. Tell folks what that interview was like before they see it.
Well, it was great. Dr. Malone is such a good person. I was just talking about what great character he has, along with Dr. Peter McCullough. They're just good people. They're not doing this for any other reason but caring about other people, trying to save lives. You know, when you look at conflicts and motivations, these guys are just doing it to spread the word. They've gotten ridiculed. They've gotten censored. They've gotten suppressed. I mean, why else would they want to do this other than for good reasons? It's just really great people. So great to finally meet Dr. Malone face to face.
Yeah, I mean Malone particularly is a very rich man. He's got a bunch of top patents, and he's out there saying this is evil, this is wrong, don't do it. He's been a member of the establishment, so he particularly is doing a very Christ-like thing to stand up.
Well, yeah, and that's what's fascinating about Dr. Malone, is because it's been such an evolutionary process for him to see where he started and how he thought about things to now just seeing firsthand the attacks that he came under, and it's just blown him away. I mean, I asked in the interview, have you been red-pilled? And he said, boy, have I been red-pilled.
Well, that's what I noticed. The more they bully him, the more hardcore he got.
This is like poking the bear. You're going to have this result with these people. But he is a fascinating person. And for me, it's really unique because when you first said I could contribute to Banda Video, I remember saying like, okay, well, you know, how's this going to work? And you're like, I'm not going to have time to tell you what to do, Christy. So you're just going to have to kind of figure it out. So I was like, okay, well, that's cool. You know, but
kicking ass.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's been a process for me too, to be given total freedom to pursue what matters and to pursue who I want to talk to, as opposed to being under corporate control and having guidelines of what I can and can't talk about or say. And so with Dr. Malone, it was actually my very first interview as an independent journalist. And so I told him that today. I'm like, you're what kicked it off for me. And now here we are face to face, and it's really come full circle. I'm like, just coming off Joe Rogan, and now here we are again. So it's really fascinating for me. It's really special to have that, seeing that come full circle.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here, and it's, you know, listeners supporting us, keeping us on air, that allows us to sponsor other great independent journalists like yourself. We've got more than 20 people we'd like to hire. We just don't have the funds to do it, even if a moderate amount of money you're paid, for the great work you do. And that's why InfoWars is so important. That's why everybody needs to go InfoWars, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some of the high-quality supplements like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off right now, and, of course, back in stock, Survival Shield X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the highest quality you're going to find out there that is just amazing. That's how we continue to do this. So I'm told I haven't seen the interview yet. I mean, I've seen images of it. It looks really, really good, shot here in the studio. But what are some of the other big things he talked about? Because I'm told it's pretty powerful by the crew that was watching it.
Well, he really digs into this whole concept of how they're trying to spark fear with the children and how they're trying to use the validation to poke the children and get these children jabbed. And he is so adamant against it. And he said he felt like he really got the worst targeting and oppression by the mainstream media and other powers that be when he came out and he filmed that video saying, don't do it. As a grandfather, as a father, don't do this to your children. I'm trying to save them from things that are unknown and from the data that we're already seeing that it's really harming our children and the next generation of people. So that's when he really saw that. But we also talk about the next rally coming up at the Capitol on the 23rd. And I hit him hard about that. Well, is this going to be another false flag event? Like, should we be concerned? And he said that they're working on hiring the highest of security for that. So we're going to keep an eye on that, too.
Well, I got to tell you, this is historic to see him censored by Twitter and to see them suppressing the inventor of this major technology that has a lot of promise that's being deployed as a weapon against us. I mean, it's surreal that they're censoring him. It's just amazing.
But what's striking about it is they're really shooting themselves in the foot. It's like these, and we talk about this too, these folks are not bright, because when you censor and suppress, you're making these people forbidden fruit. You're actually increasing demand. You're making people be like, wait, why don't they want me to hear from this person? What is this person saying that's so shocking and crazy? And so they're
and the truth is, he's just a preeminent scientist, dead on, very grandfatherly, very nice, very believable, and he shows the evidence. That's why he's dangerous, because he's trying to save people.
Exactly. But like I said, it's also been neat to kind of take this journey with him and see him go from very reasonable and soft-spoken and even at times defensive of the vaccine to now he is not so soft-spoken anymore. They've poked the bear. He's coming out. He's dropping a lot of things.
Well, how long is the interview?
Oh, gosh, at least an hour. We sat and talked.
Hold on, about an hour and a half. So do we think it's going to come out today, or when do you want to release it? I mean, I think it'd be good to put it out before the year ends.
Well, we wanted to show respect for Joe Rogan's interview and wait until that came up. But now that we know that that's released, we plan on getting it out today, the full piece on band.video.
Good. And you're going to go to break and come back and take over here and in the year on the Alex Jones Show with Christy Lee, independent journalist now, taking the world by storm. And then you're going to air a five-minute excerpt. And then, I guess, in the next few hours, Zach is over there getting it all edited and ready to put up on band.video. That's fantastic, I tell you. You're also going to talk some about Ohio. You said it was pretty wild, the difference between Ohio and Texas.
Well, yeah, I mean, there, in Ohio, you still have more of the mask wearing there. I mean, not to mention it's just colder and dreary than it is here in Texas. But it's crazy. You know, like we've been saying, it doesn't matter with the GOP. It doesn't matter with the Democrats. You know, we have a GOP, Mike DeWine, and he is all about mandating vaccines and really pushing the vaccines and the mask wearing. And it's to what end? You know, so it really isn't an R versus D thing anymore.
Well, this is going to be a big interview that comes out. And then Sunday, on the Sunday show, we will definitely air large excerpts this Sunday, not just 4 to 6 p.m. Then we have Sunday Live. So 4 to 8 p.m. Sunday's live broadcast here. I am not going to be here Sunday. I'm going to come back Sunday. I'm going to go out to my dad's family ranch we've had forever, long before I was around, long before he was around. I haven't been out there in about a year. We're going to go out and do a little bit of deer hunting here right at the end of the deer season and hang out with my 4-year-old daughter. She hasn't shot any guns yet, but she's almost 5, so that's when you start getting them firing the little 22s. So get some nice video to trick with all the safety measures, folks. Don't worry. But we're definitely going to go out and have some of that fun as well. So pray for us on that front, because it is only you, the viewers and listeners, that keep us on air. And that's why this whole operation is you. You are the reason we have Dr. Robert Malone here and Dr. Peter McCullough and all these other giant interviews. You're the reason we got a fighting chance against this evil. So I really want you to realize you're not just a part of the InfoWar. You're the heart and the guts and the mind, the bone, the soul, the spirit, the whole system that is humanity, not just America, but the whole world. All right, the Dr. Robert Malone excerpt coming up with Christy Lee. Stay with us.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Christy Lee filling in for the remainder of the show in the final show of 2021. Boy, if you would have told me that I would be finishing out Alex Jones' show on InfoWars in 2021 last year, I would have been like, what? You're crazy. This is crazy. And what a crazy year it has been, right? Insane. So this morning had the pleasure of picking Dr. Robert Malone up from the hotel, bringing him back to the InfoWars studio and sitting down with him one-on-one to talk about his big show, the major show with Joe Rogan. You know, we've seen that Dr. Peter McCullough had the biggest views of all, over 40 million last I checked. Gosh, it could be more than that by now. And we're wondering what's going to happen with the interview with Dr. Robert Malone. Now, I was taking him to the airport after we had our sit-down interview, and he said, gosh, I don't know how it will be received. It was a great conversation, but I hope it doesn't get more views than Dr. Peter McCullough, because I don't want Peter mad at me. But this is the character of these guys. These guys are just so kind-hearted and sweet. But without further ado, I'll talk more after we show you the clip of our sit-down and see what else I can tell you before the whole thing is released. Here it is.
What about those that are saying, well, he's just taking this position because he's bitter that he didn't get more credit with the vaccines?
You know, what's funny about all that is these detractors that are basically trying to delegitimize me in any way they can, they're coming at these little, picking at these little things. The good news is they haven't been able to find anything of substance in my background. I have no criminal record or any of that kind of stuff. I'm still married to the same woman, you know, after 42 plus years. And I've got, you know, I'm kind of a net average guy, kids and all that. And so, and they never are attacking the points made, the science, the issues that I'm raising. Except these hired fact checkers, and what I've found is that it doesn't matter whether you cite the literature and you provide them with facts. They are not about the facts. I mean, we now know this from the lawsuit against Facebook, that where the Facebook lawyers came flat out and said, well, we call them fact checkers, but these are really opinions. And that's what it is.
It's, well, and it went from a simple true or false, which is what you would think it would be with facts, to now they'll say something false, and the reason is because misleading. And so how do you make that determination? So they're even trying to mark things false that they're trying to put into a gray area, which makes
And I think part of the problem is that they now have developed, because this is a new strategy, right? This whole paid fact checker by Facebook, and now Reuters, it's important to understand that Thomson Reuters is now integrated into Twitter as Twitter's official fact checker. And you may or may not remember back in the day when I pointed out the first thing that got me kicked off LinkedIn was this post in which I pointed out that the chairman of the board of Thomson Reuters also sits on the board of Pfizer. And I just asked the simple question, does this look like a conflict of interest? That was prompted by a Reuters fact check attacked on me that was, you know, inappropriate and incorrect. And I was just kind of a little bit pissed at Thomson Reuters. But that's been part of this learning curve of seeing again and again and again how the game is played. But this business of hiring Logically AI, these small pop-up firms, I mean, Logically AI is run by a guy whose main claim to fame before this was he was an unsuccessful garage band guitarist. I mean, that's it. That's as near as I can find in terms of his background. But he gets these big contracts from Facebook, and it's they're unabashed. They're guns for hire. They will say and attack and do whatever it is that they get paid to do. Mm-hmm. They're hired guns.
Yeah.
And it's not about truth and facts, and you know that because the people they hire, I mean, they're basically untrained, haven't graduated from college, or if they did, it was in something in humanities or something like this. Or the head of the Trusted News Initiative is actually has a bachelor's in humanities, has no background in science. Mm. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
So in terms of this trying to delegitimize me, I knew that this was the price that was going to be paid. Mm-hmm. I knew going into this that my life would change. When Steve Kirsch and Brett Weinstein and I sat down in Brett's studio in Portland, we all knew that was a turning point, and our lives would never be the same. And that is absolutely the case.
So there you go. Much more to that interview. One thing that was interesting was that when Dr. Malone said that he met Joe Rogan, Rogan said, you know, people were trying to tell me that you're crazy, but you seem quite normal. And I was like, on that note, since Rogan was telling you that people were trying to warn you about yourself, that you're crazy, what does that do to other people that, you know, you were told were crazy before? I don't know, like RFK Jr. or Alex Jones, you know. What do you think about these people now that you were told one thing and now you're having those things said about you? What does that do to your perception? So his answer is really interesting when posed with that question. And I ask him, you know, I've seen you kind of take this journey, figuring things out, especially seeing just how viciously you've been attacked. And I've seen you kind of get a little bit more bold in things. And so I have to ask you, have you been red-pilled? And his answer is so funny to that. So you're going to want to see that as well. That's all going up on band.video later today. I know they're working on it right now to get that up and going. So keep an eye out for that. One other thing that he talked about in his interview that was really fascinating to me is that he said that when he was in fourth or fifth grade is when he read the book 1984 by George Orwell. So fourth or fifth grade, he had read that book, and he said it really stuck with him. And it stuck with him up until now. And just seeing how things are going on and just how Orwellian things are. And as I was preparing last minute to finish out Alex's show today, I saw this quote up, and it's from George Orwell. And it reminded me of that part of the interview with Dr. Malone this morning. And it's, "In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And I think that that's what we see. That what we see with Dr. Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough is they're the revolutionaries of our time. They are telling the truth with so much deceit around them. And they're doing it with integrity. They're doing it in the face of so much attack, so much ridicule. And even with threats of taking everything that they've worked so hard for. But they're telling the truth anyways, and actually, they only get more bold the more that they're attacked. You know, you poke the bear, and watch what happens. So he said it's like guerrilla warfare, and I think that's another thing you'll find interesting in the interview with the one-on-one with Dr. Malone and I, is he describes this as guerrilla warfare and a war of information. Sound familiar? It is an info war, so we kind of got Dr. Malone to say that. But he said that all on his own. We weren't trying to get him to say that. But that's what it is. It's a war of information. It's being prepared with the counterclaims to when they come, when the fact checkers come with their claims. It's being prepared to debunk them, giving people a place to go. And that's what they're doing, is they're finding tactics to rebut those people that are trying to ridicule and downplay and debunk them. They're coming prepared. They're coming with the information. They're coming with the documents, if you will. So they've learned their lesson. They've learned how to do this. So even now he says when he gets a comment from or an email from Reuters or others that are asking, you know, what is your response to these claims that what you said weren't true or were misleading? He said he was just now he's learned to be short, terse, and give them a website where everything that can be listed. So people can go and they can find the truth, and he can't be misquoted. So it's all about tactic. It's all about warfare. It's a guerrilla warfare. It's an info war.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
InfoWars, it is the final show of 2021. We'll be back with a vengeance in 2022. My goodness, what a crazy wild year. Just the fact that I'm sitting here, I would have never guessed finishing out the final show of InfoWars in 2021. But we're in this together. Many of you become like family to me, and maybe you haven't seen me up at the desk yet. And if you haven't, I'm a former corporate-controlled media teleprompter reader converted to digging out for the truth, and Alex has provided me a way to have freedom in bringing the news and pursuing the things that matter with no restriction. So that is freedom. That is the way that journalism was intended to be, seeking out all sides, making sure we're giving a voice to the voiceless, as we have so many people trying to take away the voice of those that are telling the truth, and so truly trying to be a voice for the voiceless and amplify those voices that mainstream media is trying to suppress. So got to interview Dr. Malone this morning. It was such a full circle situation. He was my very first interview as an independent journalist, and boy, when Alex said, pursue whatever you want, you know, go out. I'm like, well, wow, I'm a local news, a longtime local news anchor, and now I'm going to have to seek out national subjects. I don't know. Let me try and get a hold of this guy who says he's the mRNA inventor. And he is so kind, Dr. Malone, that here I was, a nobody, just starting a career or trying to start a career as an independent news disseminator, if you will. And he happily agreed. He was so kind and gracious, was my very first interview. And we've kind of journeyed through this whole discovery together. You know, the more that we have learned, the more he's learned, the more I've learned since leaving mainstream news. It's been interesting to take that journey together. And so to meet him in person for the first time and sit down with him one-on-one was really neat. And we will have the whole interview for you up on band.video by the end of the day. So check that out along with his appearance on Joe Rogan. So went home to Ohio to visit family. I just got back, and here I am thrown into the mix. There's no rest for the weary. There's no rest for those that are trying to fight tyranny. But going home to Ohio, I was talking with my mother. She had to have surgery a couple times, and she said that they made her get those tests. And she said the first time she got the test, it made her feel all tingly, and she started to feel sick. And so when she had to be tested again, she did what they were talking about in the last segment with Dr. Peter McCullough and really drained her nasal passages, and that she felt loads better. So I can attest to that within the family, that something you definitely want to do on the regular, and especially if they're going to force you to test, I'll clear whatever gunk they got in your nose right out, because you just never know anymore. So whenever I do a show, I've committed to sharing a verse. That's my thing. And again, Alex gives me the freedom to do my thing. And so I'm going to share a verse which I think is appropriate for the New Year's Eve and for the new year. It is from Isaiah 43:18-19. And it is, "Do not call to mind the former things, or consider things of the past. Behold, I am going to do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert." And boy, does he. Boy, does our God and our Savior, Jesus, he makes a way. He always makes a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Gosh, just look at me. I mean, I had spent 20 years in traditional journalism, and I couldn't do it anymore, and I didn't know what I was going to do next. I had no idea. And behold, I will do something new. If this isn't new, sitting in the chair at InfoWars after Alex Jones, I don't know what's new. But boy, am I thankful. I'm thankful to be able to tell the truth, to seek the truth, and share both sides. And so very grateful about that. Now, one thing that we talked about with Dr. Malone, and I'm going to try and get through this because now I'm running out of time, talking too long. But one of the things we talked about is this walk back that I've noticed in the past week and a half or so. Many of these things that they were trying to put out there, they're kind of walking back on or changing. And so Dr. Malone and I talk about that. But I want to go through that with you. So from pushing mandates and saying they would shut down the virus, Biden is now waving a white flag because he's saying there's no solution now and it's up to the states. So let's take that first video of Biden saying he's going to leave it to the states.
As you look towards federal solutions that will help alleviate the challenge, make sure that we do not let federal solutions stand in the way of state solutions and the production of 500 million rapid tests that will be distributed by the federal government is great, but obviously that dries up the supply chain for the solutions that we might offer as governor.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. My message to the governor is simple. If you need something, say something. And we're going to have your back in any way we can.
We're going to have your back in any way we can, he says. He says this is not a federal thing, it's a state thing. But hey, wait, what's this? You know, we saw in many places, but particularly I'm going to read from the Daily Wire, Florida Surgeon General Biden admin actively preventing the effective distribution of monoclonal antibody treatments in the U.S. So here he says, we're going to have your back, we're going to give you what you need, it's up to the states to fix this, but wait, we're going to take away resources that you were having success with before, like monoclonal antibody treatments. We're going to make it harder for you to get those. It's such nonsense. And then if it is now with the states, is he going to try and just pull all talk of federal mandates, or are we just going to see how that plays out with the Supreme Court? interesting. So it is just, it's overall interesting, though, that he would even walk that back. So that's not the only thing that we've been seeing. So from pushing masks to then we saw Dr. Lena Wen finally admitting masks don't work. Take a look at this video.
Cloth masks are not appropriate for this pandemic. It's not appropriate for Omicron. It was not appropriate for Delta, Alpha, or any of the previous variants either, because we're dealing with something that's airborne.
Oh, but wait. She just 5 months ago, and I don't know if I'm going to have time to get through all this, but she just 5 months ago was praising masks, lauding them. Let's play a little bit of that Dr. Liana video.
I agree that masks are a very powerful layer of protection, but it's one layer. And if we have so many other layers...
Wait a minute. That's all I need to hear. So she just said in the most recent video, they never worked. Cloth masks aren't. This is airborne. It's not going to work. But just 5 months ago, she was saying, we know masks are so powerful. You can always catch these people in their lies, but it does make you wonder, what are they up to? What are they up to that they're walking some of these things back? We're appearing to walk some of these things back. You said before masks are so powerful and children should maybe be double masked when they go back to school. But a couple days ago or a few days ago now, she's saying masks don't work. This is an airborne virus. Well, the cloth ones, you know, the ones that everybody's wearing, the cloth ones, that they don't do a thing. So interesting. And then the cutting of the quarantine time. So the CDC cuts recommended quarantine time amid Omicron surge. So before it was 10 days, now it's 5 days. And when you read into these articles, it talks about, well, because of the economy, we don't want too many people off at the same time. Well, that's interesting. Since they put up so much federal dollars, why are they worried about time off? Are they worried, oh, well, we don't want to have to figure out how to pay for people's time off? We're now all of a sudden acknowledging that all of these mandates and rules affect our economy. And, I mean, it just goes to show you it's never about health. I mean, if they can just arbitrarily change it from 10 to 5 because, oh, we don't want it to affect the economy or people working too much, well, then what was the science behind the 10-day? Lots of questions, but it's interesting that they walk it back. So they've walked that back. And then we have the PCR tests don't work correctly. Before they were lauding this, we based so much of the money and fear on everything on PCR tests working. And then take some of this video of Dr. Walensky.
The CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, joins us right now. Good morning, Rochelle. How are you doing?
I'm well. Good morning, Nate. How are you?
Good. Now, as we just heard, some medical experts think that there should be a negative test requirement at the end of the 5-day isolation period. Why is that not required?
Yeah, really important question. So let me sort of go through the science that we were looking at as we were making these recommendations. First is watching the virus. How does the virus behave? And what we do know is about 85 to 90% of viral transmission happens in those first 5 days, which is why we really want people to stay home during that period of time and then mask for the rest of the time to capture that last 10 to 15%.
We also know we're expecting
a large number of cases. We've seen that in other countries, and many of those cases may be asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic. So we want to be able to get people back out if they're feeling well, but to also have them be masked. And finally, we want to make sure that when people isolate, to the extent that they can and are able to isolate, that they do so during that most infectious period.
All right, we got to pull on because we are running out of time for the show, but basically she just ends up saying that the tests don't work, which we knew all the time, and we would get censored and banned for saying that, but now they're admitting it. So why the walk back? Interesting. You got to pay attention to when they change their tune. But thank you for tuning in to InfoWars.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.